Welcome to Uplogic Technologies podcast. Today we will be debating whether or not startups need a mobile app for their business. I am your host Ram, and with me today our two guest speakers Ganesh and Vicky. Ganesh believes that startups need a mobile app, while Vicky thinks otherwise. Welcome to the show, Ganesh and Vicky.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So let's start with Ganesh. Ganesh, why do you think startups need a mobile app for their business?
Well, I mentioned earlier, having a mobile app can help startups reach a wider audience and increase their brand visibility. It can also improve customer engagement and loyalty.
I disagree. I think startups can still achieve those things without a mobile app. There are other ways to reach a wider audience, such as through social media or email marketing. And as for customer engagement, a startup can provide a personalized experience through their website or other communication channel.
Vicky, what do you think are the downsides of having a mobile app for a startup?
Well, for starters, developing a mobile app can be expensive and time-consuming. Startups may not have the resources to invest in mobile app, especially if they are still in their earliest stage. Developing mobile application is tough for them. Additionally, there is no guarantee that a mobile app will lead to increase their revenue or customer satisfaction.
I understand your concern, Vicky, but I think the benefit of having a mobile app outweighs the cost. With a mobile app, startup can offer a more convenient and seamless experience for their customers. It can also help them stand out from their competitors.
Ganesh, what would you say startup who are hesitant to invest in a mobile app?
I would say that it's important to consider their business goals and target audience. If their customers are mobile first or they operate in a highly competitive industries, then a mobile app may be worth the investment. But if they having a limited budget or a small customer base, then it may not be necessary.
And I would add that startups should also consider alternative options such as a responsive website or a progressive web app. Those options can provide a similar user experience to a mobile app without high cost of development.
Interesting points from both of you. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today's episode. Thank you, Ganesh and Vicky, for sharing your perspective on this topic. It was a great debate.